right, buckle up, we're diving into motorcycles today. Not just any motorcycles, but the Quiet Thunderstorm rolling out of Spirit Lake, Iowa.
Oh, you mean Indian, not the country, the bike? The one that shows up to the Harley party wearing a bespoke suit and holding a tablet?
Exactly. Like, imagine walking into a bar where everyone's got leather jackets, bandanas, and a 40-year-old rumble in their chest, and then this guy slides in polished chrome, touchscreen glowing, whisper-quiet engine, and orders a matcha latte with oat milk.
Okay, I love it. But seriously, this Heritage reboot thing? It's wild how they resurrected a brand that literally went dark in the 50s bankruptcy. Silence. Dust on the blueprints, and then rebooted it like it was a Marvel franchise.
Right? And not as a museum piece. Nope. Polaris didn't buy a relic. They bought a myth, dusted it off, added turbochargers and Bluetooth, and said, "Welcome back, legend. Now let's go ride faster."
Uh-huh. And that myth? It's so well packaged. Springfield, Massachusetts, 1901 First American Motorcycle Company. Beat Harley to the racetrack twice. Then poof, gone. Like a really cool band that broke up before Spotify existed.
Totally. And the genius is they don't hide the gap. They lean into it. The Fall and Rise arc, it's not marketing fluff. It's emotional infrastructure. You're not buying a bike. You're signing up for redemption tourism.
Yeah. I'm not a customer. I'm a custodian. I mean, have you seen their owner events? People bring vintage photos, tell stories about granddads who rode Chiefs in 52, and then hop on a $32 K Roadmaster with blind spot monitoring.
Which brings us to the real plot twist, the engineering. Because Surprise Indian didn't just slap Heritage on Harley clone. They went full German Autobahn meets American iron.
Oh, the Power Plus engine. Liquid cooled. Smooth. Almost too smooth, like your barista knows your order before you speak. Meanwhile, Harley's still doing the raw, throaty, I was birthed in a foundry thing.
Exactly. One gives you torque at 1,800 RPM feels like being gently shoved by a friendly bear. The other waits till 400 or 500 RPM and goes, "Oh, you wanted to pass that semi. Hold my coffee."
And the chassis. Indian's frame is like if a yoga instructor and a race engineer had a baby. Tight steering geometry. Stiff. Responsive. You actually feel the road, not just float over it.
Whereas Harley's built like a really comfortable armchair with suspension. Perfect for cross country with your cooler strapped on. But try leaning into a mountain switchback. You'll feel the physics asking permission.
True. And then there's the sound. Harley's rumble is basically its national anthem. You hear it from three blocks away and your spine tingles. Indian? It's refined. Almost polite. Like it's saying, "Excuse me, I'm accelerating now."
Pardon my horsepower. But here's what gets me. The tech. Ride command isn't some premium add-on. It's standard. GPS weather diagnostics, phone mirroring, all on a 7-inch touchscreen. Like your bike downloaded iOS and upgraded its personality.
Meanwhile, Harley's boom. Box GTS. Yeah, that's the $1,299 upgrade that makes your wallet cry softly in the garage. And don't get me started on ride modes. Indian has rain, tour, sport. Harley's got on and off mostly.
And a keyless ignition. My scout bobber unlocks when I walk within 6 feet, like it recognizes me. I swear, sometimes I catch it judging my outfit.
Okay, but let's talk real talk manufacturing. Spirit Lake, Iowa, final assembly. Osceola, Wisconsin engines. So yes, American made is legit. But, and this is spicy, 35% of parts come from Asia, Europe, even Mexico.
Right. It's not 100% USA. It's 100% thoughtfully assembled USA. They're sourcing globally not to cut corners, but to dodge supply chain tsunamis. Semiconductor shortage? Nah, they've got a backup supplier in Taiwan and one in Poland.
Which explains why some EU models get kitted in Opel A saves shipping costs. Avoids tariffs, though. Rumor says the Polish assembled chieftains have slightly different fasteners. Like same sole, different shoelaces.
Love that. And pricing? Indian sits just above Harley $200, $300 more on paper. But then you add Harley's must-have options, and suddenly Indian's base model includes what Harley charges extra for.
The Scout Bobber at $17,999 versus Harley Street Glide at $28K? That's not competition. That's a mic drop. It's like showing up to a black tie gala in a tuxedo and handing out free espresso shots.
And yet here's the quiet vulnerability distribution. Harley's got dealers in Mumbai, Sao Paulo, Jakarta, India. Still building out. Their APAC footprint? Let's say optimistically aspirational.
Yeah, 2024, Harley sales jumped 135% in India alone. Meanwhile, Indians trying to figure out whether to open a flagship store in Bangalore or just ship a chief to someone's Instagram DM.
Honestly, I think that's their next chapter. Not just better bike, but better access. Because right now, if you're in Manila and want an Indian, you might be waiting longer than your morning K-pools down.
Which makes Harley's current stumble so interesting. Calling 2025 revenue down 23%. Global retail sales down 21%. Even Livewire sold 33 units. 33. That's less than my cousin's birthday party guest list.
Right. And their howdier plan? Basically, let's double down on what we're good at touring, cruisers, trikes and parade, the tide doesn't turn. Meanwhile, Indians like, cool, we'll take the tide. And the surfboard.
It's not just specs, it's perception. Riders are noticing the tighter tolerances. Fewer electrical gremlins, paint that doesn't chip after one rain shower. It's subtle, but when you're dropping $25K, subtle is the difference between I love this bike and I love this service department.
And that's the quiet revolution. Indians not just selling motorcycles. They're selling confidence. Confidence in engineering. Confidence in support. Confidence that your bike won't make you miss your exit. Because the nav froze.
So final thought, this isn't Harley versus Indian anymore. It's legacy versus evolution, nostalgia versus next gen. And honestly, the market's not choosing sides, it's upgrading.
Exactly. You don't have to pick a tribe. You can love the rumble and respect the ride command. You can wear vintage patches and check tire pressure on your wristwatch.
Which means whether you're 22 and buying your first Scout, or 62 and trading in your third Electra Glide, the conversation's wider, smarter, and way more fun than ever.
So next time you hear that smooth, liquid-cooled hum roll past, don't just nod. Lean in, because that's not just an engine. It's a whole new chapter, revving quietly and very deliberately into the future.
And with that, throttle up, keep it shiny, and remember, heritage isn't about looking backward. It's about knowing exactly where you came from so you can build something even better.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.